Welcome to the Producers Journal podcast. My name is Derek. Thank you for joining me today. This episode is presented to you by Shelby Row Productions. If you'd like to help support, go to the description, click on my Patreon link, and check out the one tier I have. It's called the Tip Jar. It's $1 a month, and it's purely just a tip. If you're interested in helping me and you enjoy this content, that's a great way to support. Also, click my eBay link where I sell music books. If you know of anyone that's interested in learning more how to play music through tablature books for both bass and guitar, check out my eBay store, and I got plenty of stuff on there on sale there as well. So let me get right started here. Today I want to talk about something a little more personal, because I just experienced it, and it has everything to do with this profession I'm in, my business I own, the podcast I make, all the other content I make. It all relates, and it's two words: mental health. And I want to talk about this because it's a recent thing. As usual, I try to keep this as current as possible. And let me start here. Here's some context to people that don't know me, which would be probably all five of you, right? I suffer from depression and anxiety, have all my life, recovering alcoholic of 8 years, and I've worked hard over the last 10 years in therapy. It took me 2 years of therapy before I realized I needed to quit drinking. Whole other story there. But it's a decade now of trying to work on myself to be less depressed, less anxious. And it's always a battle, always will be. I've found some good medication that works well for me. But at the end of the day, you still have to make decisions, and you're still going to have moods, and you'll always be challenged to use coping skills that you hope you learn as you go and you use them. Well, I had a weekend where I didn't really use some coping skills, and this is a common thing for me. But the reason why I was needing to use coping skills is I kind of had a crash, right? And it's common when you are on a high, right? It's called like a manic episode, which I don't have manic episodes, but I have hills and valleys. And my hills are more steady these years for me. I can hum along and be very productive and have no problem. But then eventually there's a valley. And sometimes, what term am I looking for? There's usually things that trigger it. And for me, I'm not sure what that bang was. Hope that wasn't a ghost, if you heard that or not. Milestones, phases. When I complete a milestone or a phase, sometimes I can crash a little bit after. And no better example than this damn studio that I keep talking about. And even though I signed the lease 2 months ago, a little over 2 months now, which was July 1st, it wasn't until August that I really started working on it. Because July, I ended up going to Maine. And then I had some road work with my band. So July was just a wash. Nothing really happened. We worked on the curtain. But when August rolled around, it was game on. And last week, I finally finished what I'm calling the assembly phase. A place for everything and everything in its place phase. And it was something I just obsessed over. And it included assembling a desk, two monitors with a mount, an AV table for my soundboard, a storage cabinet, podcast table, three chairs. But it's more than just assembling these things. It's the planning. And it's the, okay, I know I need a desk first. So here's the desk I want after searching for a few days. And then you buy it. And then you got to wait for it. And then it comes in. Then you got to assemble it. That's the sucky part, right? Then you're like, okay, well, this is the best spot for it in the office. So now let's mount the monitors. But the monitor mount isn't in yet. And you're waiting for the monitors because those are new. And it's just, and it keeps going. And you're just chipping away. But the whole time, I have this vision in my head that I want completed immediately. I have zero patience for that. But as I keep going each step of the way, that vision changes because it's like, oh, I actually need this too, or I need this other thing here, or I have this idea. And it's a cycle. But I finally finished last Friday. Well, as I'm recording this on September 7th, whatever last Friday was, I finished the final major assembly. Now, I'm not talking about lights and camera mounting and all that stuff. That's still to go. And that's definitely another phase. But I have some help with that. And I'm not as crazy obsessed over that because I know it will work out and patience is needed. I want to make sure everything looks good as far as when we record video. I want the video to look good. I want everything to sound good. I want anything that's in the backdrop of the camera view looks good aesthetically. More to go. But earlier I said the phase was called the place for everything and everything in its place. That's what I was obsessing over. I hate clutter. I hate disorganization. I'm not a super overly crazy OCD neat freak, but I definitely like having everything in a place. It's just like when I move from an apartment to another place, which I do basically on average every 2 years. And I hate it because of the obvious, the packing and the moving. We all hate that. But man, it's when I finally get all my stuff in the new apartment, it's the same kind of obsession that I experienced in this studio where it is, I cannot relax until everything is put away and it's the new norm. Whatever closet space I have now, make it work and just figure out the new storage system. And then once I get there, good to go. Well, I think when I finally reached that point in my studio, I kind of let my guard down and didn't realize that for four strong weeks, it was nonstop, obsessive, compulsive behavior over this studio. On top of all my other work and my daughter, all this other stuff. I was having to put extra hours in too. There's that as well. But really, this is about my brain, my mental stability, and how it obsesses over things. This timed out to also lead me into Labor Day weekend. And I knew I wasn't really going to be able to take Monday off, maybe slow it down a little bit. But I definitely tried to take the weekend off. And this is where the mental health stuff starts kicking in. Because of what I'm calling a crash, I was exhausted. Going into a weekend with free time can be a bad thing for me because I will get lazy, darken the house, and eat like a fool and just watch TV. Well, on this particular weekend, I did all of that. But watching TV, I chose to re-binge for the third time the series Breaking Bad, which is a kind of a dark, ominous show. And it's a pretty intense show. There's some lightheartedness to it, but overall, though, it always keeps you on edge. Mixing all of that together is a recipe of disaster for me. And I did the backstroke in it. I didn't try to cope and fight it. I just was swimming laps in that pool of crap. which, of course, then makes me depressed and then questioning things. And just a normal cycle. It's not the first time I've been through this, obviously. Which helps. because I know it's a season. It's a storm that passes through. So now I get through the weekend, and now it's try to get some work in on Monday. Another factor I should add here is schedule, like a routine. I benefit strongly when school is in session because I get up every morning to get my daughter ready for school. Even though she's a freshman, she takes care of herself. She's got her own alarm clock now. I mean, she doesn't really need me. And I take her to school in the morning. That's it. But it gets me up. And it gets me in a certain rhythm to the point where I wake up early. I'm at my desk at like 5 a.m. I work till about 6:30. Then I take Skylar to school and come back and then just continue on my day. And I like it and it works. I get stuff done. But when it's a non-school day, I don't have that. So I'm certainly not waking up at 4:30 without her being in school, which is why summer break can be a long time for me. So Monday was Labor Day. No alarm clock for me. So I sleep till 6. And now that's already, you're probably thinking, 6 o'clock? That's so early. That's sleeping in for me. 6 o'clock is definitely sleeping in for me. And it's just throwing me off, and I'm feeling all icky from the weekend. I'm just, ugh. And I have one meeting smack dab in the middle of the day. It's an in-person meeting that was really important that I was excited to have. So I wasn't canceling that, but it was right in the middle. And it's just enough pressure to be like, oh, I don't feel like doing that, but I have to. So that means I have to get my shit together and face the world today. But I hid in plain sight, if you know what I mean. I did it, but only during that meeting was I present, and I actually felt good because I was actually doing something with another person. So there's a social aspect there that's pretty healthy. But for that whole morning, it was a slog, and I didn't feel good at all. No motivation, not wanting to do anything. Again, nothing new. I know what's going on, but in the moment, you feel like, you know, nothing's working. Imposter syndrome, self-doubt, whatever you want to call it. And then just the tiniest little task is monstrous. One email or some kind of text message from a client or a team member that is asking for help on something or has a question or reveals a small fire that I need to put out. The smallest of things can just feel like a cavalcade of stress just flying your way. That was my Monday. Did what I needed to do, got through that meeting, finished up whatever I needed to finish up. It ended up being a full day, went home Monday, and just done. Right back on my couch, right back in the dark living room, right back in front of Breaking Bad, and hanging out. Then I wake up Tuesday morning, and this is where I start using good coping skills. I wake up Tuesday miserable, just tired, and really just kind of off. I don't want to use the term strung out because I'm not strung out, but it's one of those where it's fatigue. It's brain fatigue. And I'm barely being able to accomplish anything in my morning. You know, Skylar gets up and I'm like, I do not feel like facing the world today. I do not feel like doing this today at all. And I had 4 meetings booked. But like I've done in the past, and like I did Tuesday, I stepped back and finally just was like, Derek, you know what? You know what's going on. You can pinpoint it to the 30 days of obsessive behavior. And then now you met that goal and your studio's finally in a new phase. You hit that milestone you've been wanting to hit. So all that suppressed stress is flying back at you. So you know what's going on there. You know the trigger. you know you just had a weekend of total shit and didn't do the right thing, and you know what you need to do, and it's okay. That's the pep talk I give myself. And what I do, and I've done this before, is I sit back and I realize, Derek, you started a business for a reason. Well, plenty of reasons, but one of them, when you're your own boss, is flexibility. And almost anything is reschedulable. I just made up a word. You can reschedule really anything. People understand. So I rescheduled all four meetings I have. And this is how I do it. Just straight up email or text. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather today. I'm going to need to reschedule. Can I follow up with you later this week to set up a new time? It's as simple as that. And it's the truth. Because I am under the weather. You don't have to be specific. I don't say I'm sick, because when I think sick, I think, oh, I'm throwing up, or I got diarrhea, or I've got a cold, or got COVID, or it's like whatever it may be, then it's sick. But also, I don't feel like saying to anyone, hey, I'm sorry, I got to reschedule today. I need a mental health day. They probably would understand that too, because they all have been there. But I don't say that. I just say, I'm under the weather today. Need to reschedule. I'll follow up later this week. Done. And I just cleared out my day. Everyone was understanding. Everyone was cool. As I record this, tomorrow I'm following up with everyone and rebook everything. Everything will be fine. I've done this before. Step number two is do not fall in the same trap and just sit in the apartment all day and darken your room and watch Breaking Bad and eat crap food all day. So I'm like, what am I going to do? Because I want to do that. I absolutely want to do that. But I know better now. I'm in a situation here where I am fixing the problem. I know what I need to do. And I need to nip this shit in the bud before it gets out of hand. So I do another thing that I've done in the past that I love to do and I know works. And that is go to the zoo. Memphis has an amazing zoo. I am a member. It's $100 a year for two people, unlimited use, free parking. You go twice and it's paid for itself. So I used to live closer to the zoo and I used to do this more. But now I'm probably 35, maybe 40 minutes with traffic from the zoo. Worth the drive still. And I don't mind going alone. And I look at it as going to a park to take a walk, only this park has gorillas. Can't go wrong with gorillas. That's my favorite exhibit. Sitting down and just watching the four gorillas pick their noses and pick their butts relaxes me. And I can just sit there and chill. Also, I enjoy the sea lions. It's got a cool little amphitheater where they do the sea lion show, I think 2 to 3 times a day, where the instructors come out and make them do tricks, and it's like 10 minutes long. That's really cool. But then when there's no show, you can still sit there and you can still look at the big pool, and they're just swimming around, and it's just fun to watch them swim. The lions, big fan of the lions. I like all the animals, but there's some that are just ones that I can sit back and just chill and watch and look at. Rhinos. A rhino to me is like a small modern dinosaur. It's mesmerizing for me to look at a rhino, a rhinoceros. It looks like a dinosaur. And apparently rhinos and zebras get along because they're in the same exhibit. So who knew? So that's what I did. And that's what I do. And I'll do it again. Go for a walk. Get some vitamin D. That's huge. But why not go for a walk in the zoo? And go just enjoy animals. And I'll tell you what. Going to the zoo on a school day at 10:30 is golden. You basically own the place. Now, you don't get as many amenities like a lot of the little, you know, snack shacks and the ice cream stands and all those extra little things are closed because there's no one there. But man, there's no one there. That's the upside. And it worked. It made me feel better. I got home later in the day. And then I just continued to be easy on myself. I did sit on my couch and I did watch TV. You know, I did relax in that way too. But because I went out and did something, that was all it took for me to finally just dial it back in and reset and move forward to the point now where today, as I record this, is the day after zoo. I had my normal Wednesday morning training with my trainer. I see a trainer twice a week, and it's amazing. And not only is he awesome, and I love him, and I'm starting to really feel the work, but today was a prime example of, if not for him, there was no chance, negative 100% chance that I was going to work out. Not going to happen. But I'm obligated. I'm paying money, good money, for a trainer. I need to be held accountable. I went, had a killer workout. It's like always about 70 minutes of getting my ass kicked, and it's great. So that really woke me up too. And then now I'm here recording. Now, this is obviously, as I look up at my time here, this is a little longer, but I'll let you in on a little secret too. Monday, the day that I did not want to be here and I had to work and I just felt miserable and just plowed through the day, I recorded two episodes for this podcast. By now, you've already, if you listen to these in order, you've heard the one that's it's titled, "Is the Potential Job Worth Time and Effort Needed?" That was number 26. This one is 27. Well, there was a different 27. And it was about, you know, any producer listening to this would understand that when you hire team members, sometimes you have to provide them with tools, and sometimes they need to come prepared with their own toolbox and tools that they use. And I always have this debate in my head when sometimes they need a tool and they ask me, well, how do I pay for this tool? Or prime example, Dropbox, someone will hit me and be like, hey, a new hire. Hey, so you just shared this folder with me and I have free Dropbox and I don't have the space for it. What do I do? And what I want to say is, go fucking subscribe to Dropbox and be a professional, right? That's what I want to say. But then I have to weigh that out. And eventually I do let them know you need to provide these certain tools and I need to be better at hiring as far as giving them this information and writing, blah, 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 blah. Well, I tried to do a whole episode on that and it ended up being just 15 minutes of mumbling rant. Like it was not pleasant. Like I didn't feel good about it. I felt like I might have come across as being a dick, right? Even though I can vent about this topic, providing your team with the right tools, but I deleted it. I got rid of it. I think it was yesterday. I was like, no, I can't do that. Gone. I recorded a reel that I saved as draft that was going to be posting on publish day. Deleted. I'm like, you were in a bad headspace. Maybe let's do this again. So today I'm in a much better headspace, and let's talk about headspaces. Let's talk about mental health. Let's talk about taking a mental health day. Probably should have really driven the point earlier in this. Take a mental health day. You can take a day off. You have a slower day where you have some time off in the day. Obviously, you have the night evening off, you know, with your family, or for my case, me and my daughter. So you have time off. You have the weekends. You can take a holiday and not work as much. That's all great. But that's not taking a mental health day. Mental health day is when you put yourself first because you need a break, but you do something healthy. Mine is go to the zoo. That was my healthy thing because it also involved exercise because I walked around for about an hour and a half. Do something healthy. Do something for yourself. If reading is your go-to for total relaxation, and you just feel the pinch and you're like, man, I just need a break. Even if you just come off a weekend of not working, that still can be stressful, and family and kids and just a lot going on, and it can still just be stressful. This isn't only about being stressed from work. It's just being stressed from life. And at some point, you feel that breaking point, then give yourself a mental health day. Put yourself first, try to clear your day as best you can, and do something healthy. Again, I mentioned reading. If that's your bag, then get a book. Unless it's, you know, super hot outside, go to the park or someplace outside near some water and just read and try to not worry about the things you're not doing that you should feel like you're supposed to be doing. Because my mental health day landed on a Tuesday. It's hard to choose your mental health day. It usually just creeps up. And once you're finally have enough self-awareness to know what's going on, you're like, you know what? All right, enough. Mental health day today. And because I frame it that way, then I know what to do. Then it's like the road to recovery. Because now it frames my brain properly to know, oh, this is when I use coping skills. And then I move forward. And that's what I did. So I hope that helped anyone that might be listening to this. I know mental health is a wide-reaching topic that a lot of people deal with. And I thought it'd be cool to share my story, as I do with this podcast, because some of you might be listening, going through the same thing. And especially the specific entrepreneurs out there. It doesn't matter what field you're in. Entrepreneurs have to be self-motivated, have that inner drive, and you can work yourself to death, and then you have that crash, and it can be that cycle and that teeter-totter, the swing back and forth, the pendulum, whatever you want to call it. And it's a struggle for most. So I thought I'd share my struggle with you. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Again, if you want to support, check out my Patreon link in the description. Go ahead and sign up for the one tier. It's one tier. It's $1 a month. It's all it is. It's just throwing $1 in a tip bucket every month for me. And that goes a long way. Plus my eBay store. Check it out. ShelbyRowProductions.com. Instagram, ShelbyRowProductions LLC. Also, I have a link in the description for my Facebook group. Come join it. It's kind of a wide-varying group. But I'd love to get more entrepreneurs and podcast producers in there. So please come join the fun there. Till next time, y'all. Thank you so much.